I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Central Business District in Nairobi, Kenya, in the continent of Africa. And today, we talk about Africa and her peace initiatives. Many of us will remember that when African countries regained independence in the form that we know, some have said that they were designed to fail, and that efforts were being made by the former colonizers to ensure that African countries did not thrive. And many conflicts have arisen in the continent of Africa since the early 1960s. The Organization of African Unity, which came into force in 1963, was always conscious that there was need to have peace as the centerpiece of one of its activities. And Peace and Security Council later became one of its more important arms, particularly when it transitioned to the African Union in the year 2000. But let us go back to history a little. When African countries were independent as early as 1961, the first crisis was in Congo, the conflict between Patrice Emery Lumumba and Joseph Kasavubu. When that conflict took place, it is the Africans, particularly led by Kwame Nkrumah, that were in the forefront of trying to resolve the conflict. Of course, the UN and Dag Hammarskjöld were involved, but the Africans were present. And Kwame Nkrumah's view was that it was necessary for Africans to resolve their own conflicts, even if the international community was going to be involved. Africans had to resolve their own conflicts. It is also true that in 1963, after the assassination of Silvanus Olympio in Togo, once again, Kwame Nkrumah was the prime mover in trying to convince African countries that it was necessary to resolve the conflict. These situations arose in the 1960s, particularly with the emergence of coup d'etats, and the African Union, or OAU turned African Union, assisted, of course, in many cases by the international community, always tried to engage in conflict resolution. But in terms of trying to deal with conflicts, perhaps the African presence in this regard emerges with Angola. When Angola regained her independence and there was a conflict that emanated between MPLA led by Agostinho Neto, FNLA led by Holden Roberto, and UNITA led by Jonas Malheiro Savimbi, it is Kenya's Jomo Kenyatta who mediated the Angolan conflict. Although it may have not succeeded in the manner that was desired, but the truth be told, there was a major effort in that regard. Julius Kambarage Nyerere became a focal point in many African conflicts, and Dar es Salaam, in a manner of speaking, became the mecca of many African liberation movements. Conflicts which were taking place in Mozambique, conflicts taking place in Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, conflicts taking place in Southwest African Republic were mediated, or attempts were made to mediate them through the agency of Julius Kambarage Nyerere. And that in itself was indicative of how important African initiatives were taking place in the 1970s and 1980s. When there was a crisis in Liberia and Sierra Leone, it must be remembered that it is during the presidency of President Olusegun Obasanjo in Nigeria that this was undertaken. And the reality is that but for the intervention of ECOMOG, which was the West African force led by Nigeria, that is how Liberia was stabilized. You also saw the hand of Nigeria in Sierra Leone. We also saw the hand of Nigeria in Banjul in the Gambia. And out of those spaces, we have seen attempts at African mediation through ECOWAS in the Sahel region. In Tigray, President Olusegun Obasanjo was very present in the efforts at stabilizing the Tigray region when the Tigray people and the Tigray army was in conflict with the government in Addis Ababa. We have seen in the recent past in the Democratic Republic of Congo that there have been efforts to resolve that conflict. The Angola government has tried to mediate that conflict. The Kenyans have tried to mediate that conflict. The conflict in Sudan is also a recent and indeed an ongoing conflict. The conflict in South Sudan with the president of the Kenyan administration and the presence of President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. So one sees an Africa that now recognizes that it has a duty to resolve our own conflicts. And we have seen, for example, in Somalia, the presence of Burundi, the presence of Kenya, the presence of Uganda. All these efforts are clear as an attempt by Africans to resolve their problem. The presence of Rwandese army in Mozambique is also clear that Africans are involved in that process of trying to resolve their problem. Egypt has also in the recent past tried to be present in the Somali region. So in a nutshell, we see a continent which is trying to resolve our conflicts. We have seen former heads of state such as Olusegun Obasanjo, such as Joachim Chissano, such as a non-former heads of state, Grasa Machel. All these individuals have been involved in the process of trying to mediate conflicts. There is also something that the AU has formed called the Panel of the Wise. And this Panel of the Wise has been deployed in places such as South Sudan to try and mediate the conflict between the administration of President Salva Kiir and his first deputy president, Riek Machar. All these are telling one story, that Africa is now saying we cannot rely on the UN, we cannot rely on external players, we must do it ourselves. And the results may not always be rosy, but I've seen SADC trying to resolve conflicts. I've seen ECOWAS trying to resolve conflicts. I've seen the East African Community trying to resolve conflicts. I've seen Organization of Central African States trying to resolve conflict. And even outside of the continent, South Africa did something that was unprecedented. In Gaza, it was the first country to go to the International Court of Justice and obtained orders against Israel. And this is to be commended. You may say anything about the president of South Africa, Cyril Matamela Ramaphosa, but in this regard, he led the world in ensuring that injustices being perpetrated in Gaza were addressed. Between Ukraine and Russia, we have also seen the South Africans saying, we are here, we are genuine, we have no hidden agenda. And that, in my view, is the role that Africa ought to be playing. The AU could do much better. It could do much better by ensuring that the peace initiatives are not ad hoc. And I am of the view, and this is the view of many who love the continent of Africa, that the Peace and Security Council of the African Union ought to be strengthened. The other thing that many Africans are saying, and it has started, that the Africa peer review mechanism, so that we are not always firefighting, but we are preventing conflict. What are we doing to prevent conflict? I must declare that I'm a part of the Tana High Level Committee, which sits in Bahir Dar in Ethiopia, and the function of the Tana High Level Group, which is currently chaired by President Mahama of Ghana, is to deal with peace issues. It's only on the 24th day of October, the year 2025, at a meeting which I did not attend, that members attended that meeting and they made resolutions that affect issues of peace. so that peace is not just about talking about it, but preventing it. And one wants to see several avenues. How do we use former heads of states and government? How do we use our elder statesmen and women? How do we use the regional communities? How do we use SADC to look at the conflicts in the southern region? How do we ensure that we have standby forces if it becomes necessary to maintain peace, so that situations as we see in Mozambique are taken care of through SADC? In the East African region, do we have a standby force? And that standby force, how do we finance it so that if there is conflict in Sudan or anywhere else in East African region, the eastern part of Congo, how do we resolve the conflict between Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo? How do we resolve the conflicts in Sudan? How do we ensure that in the Maghreb we have the organizations there with a standby force? In a nutshell, I'm seeing an Africa that is beginning to realize that she must solve her problem and that she must do so in an organized manner. And that organized manner is the Peace and Security Council of the African Union, which must be replicated in all the regional economic communities. And it's also important to have peace ambassadors, not only at the level of former heads of state, but younger people. Peace studies must also be undertaken in our universities as a way of creating an army of young men and women whose agenda is not stopping wars, but preventing wars. Africa must also be present in the world. And that is why I am happy when I see South Africa doing what it is doing. I saw that Kenya also tried to be involved in peacekeeping in Haiti. All those should be more organized so that it is at the African level. This can be done and must be done, and I believe that we are capable of solving our problems as the African continent, and those who want to assist us as friends of goodwill will do so at our invitation. We continue our conversations about the continent of Africa. We will come again to continue with our interrogation. See you next time. Thank you.